Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Meeting in Mozambique focuses on the resistance and the solutions against climate change. Aiming to advance in the development of a climate justice movement in Africa, a continent that will be seriously affected by climate change, especially in the southern countries, a new edition of the sitting climate justice event took place in Maputo, capital of Mozambique. This was the third event of this kind, and it was held from May the 29th to the 31st, 2018. It was a work process that started in 2015, organized by Justicia Ambiental, Friends of the Earth Mozambique. In its three editions, it gathered environmental activists from several continents, representatives of communities affected by fossil fuel and agribusiness projects, among others, both from Mozambique and other countries of the region, experts on climate change, and Mozambican authorities, to name some of the participants.
As you said, this is the third meeting of Seeding Climate Justice, which we are organizing here at Justicia Ambiental, but also, of course, with a lot of support from Friends of the Earth International, from many other partners, local and national and regional and international. The objective of all the meetings has been to develop a climate justice movement, to develop a dynamic of climate justice in our part of the world, because, of course, we know that Africa and Southern Africa in particular is going to be very affected by the climate crisis. And, of course, we are already affected by extractivism and land grabbing in so many ways that we want our people to really be able to understand what are the dynamics that are happening on climate and on climate justice in the world, and to be able to give our input. So at the very first meeting, we had produced a declaration, which was the Maputo Declaration on Climate Justice. And since then, we have been trying to continue to bring very key people from different parts of the world here to Mozambique, so that our people can hear from them and can interact with them, so that we can not only strengthen the climate justice movement here in Southern Africa, but also then link up with key people internationally and spread the understanding of what's happening in Southern Africa to the rest of the world. So this has been the intention of the first, second, and the third meeting. We actually see it as a process, because we don't believe in having just one meeting and then process finished, because that's not how political education happens. That's not how development of a movement happens. It's going to take a long time. And, you know, we have so many community people that are here at the meetings and some very key activists. And there's a need to bring them together into the same room, because that's when many of the deep conversations happen. So that's the intention for holding this third climate seeding climate justice meeting. So the participants who were at this meeting from the local level, it was very interesting this time. We had government representatives also with us from the Ministry of Environment, Land and Rural Development, and she actually did a presentation on Mozambique, what is Mozambique doing about climate change. And of course, she got many, many questions, because people are not convinced about Mozambique's role. So they raise questions about, you know, how do you talk about, you're talking about adaptation, you're talking about how Mozambique is preparing for climate change, and at the same time you're pushing gas and coal, and don't you know that fossil fuels is going to make the situation worse? You are letting corporations come into our country and do whatever they want in the territories. So it was very interesting that local people and local NGOs and international key resource people had direct access to a government official from the ministry to ask the questions directly, to say, how are you going to stop climate change if you're pushing the same drivers of climate change? So that was quite interesting. We had people from all the provinces of Mozambique. And of course, these are frontline communities affected by the coal, by the gas, by land grabbing. And with the local communities, we have been building for a long time. So we try to have a continuity in the people that are coming to our conferences, so that they can, so that we can build with them this understanding, you know, year after year. And we see so much understanding in the people that are coming to the meetings. And then, of course, we take it back to the communities. So We have done already an environmental justice school with the communities in Tet province affected by the coal, with the communities in Nampula province affected by the plantations and land grabbing. And we want to do that now with the gas affected as well. So it's about bringing people together to Maputo and then going to the provinces and working more deeply with people on the same issues. We really try to move on to what are the solutions. And it was about the system change is the solution. The struggle is the solution. So we actually heard from people about how do you organize when some issue comes to your community? How do you organize your people? What kind of tactics do you do? So we heard about people had done legal cases, people had done blockade of the company, people had challenged the local minister. So we shared the tactics. Because the fight is going to keep going on, and we need to equip people with an understanding of how do we fight. We had very interesting sessions on, for example, there was one on food sovereignty. So we had people from La Via Campesina, from the regional office, so Southern and Eastern Africa, La Via Campesina office. And we heard from local farmers from Mozambique as well as from the region about, for example, agroecology as a solution to the climate crisis, as a people's solution to the climate crisis. We also had a session on gender justice and climate justice. So we heard from the Mozambican women's movement as well as a regional eco-feminist organization called WOMEN. And we had them sharing about how the climate crisis cannot be solved without dealing with dismantling patriarchy and gender justice, which is some work that we are doing at the international level in Friends of the Earth. And we, as Justiça Ambiental, also very much wanted to bring that into our meeting. So this is what we talked about. And then we had a presentation from NIMO about solidarity and the importance of solidarity in building and strengthening our struggles. So these are some of the ways in which we looked at the Solutions Day. It wasn't purely just about the physical form of the solutions, but more about a system change approach. How do we need to change our thinking so that we can continue to fight the injustices, so that we can make sure that we are understanding what needs to be changed in the system so that we can move in that direction. We as JA, we have a pleasure in hosting this meeting. We will continue to host it whenever possible. But the idea really is that people take this back to their homes, to their organizations, and they share with others what did they learn about it and how can they improve their fight.
After the third sit-in climate justice event, Justiça Ambiental and Milieu Defensif, Friends of the Earth Netherlands, held an African oil and gas campaigners meeting on June the 1st and the 2nd, also in Maputo.
We've been seeing that the people that are fighting coal are quite strong in their campaigns and well linked up together. But we were seeing it's not the same for oil and gas, especially gas, because gas is now coming, natural gas, so-called, you know, people call it fossil gas, is coming now as this transition fuel nonsense. And so many of our countries have now found gas reserves that we needed to have some kind of strategizing among campaigners who are trying to stop these developments in their countries to be linked up. So we were really happy to have it back to back with our Seeding Climate Justice. And as you said, Milieu Defensif also really helped to play a part in it. So we had people from about 8 or 9 African countries here, all of whom have serious oil and gas issues already in their countries. And we just looked very deeply into the issue of oil and gas campaigning. So what is happening in your countries? Very specific. So where are the pipelines being planned? Where is the offshore or the onshore? Where are the refineries? And then then we did a power mapping. So we looked at who are the actors that are involved? Who are the corporations? Who are the financiers? Where does the government stand? Who are your allies in this fight? And then what are the concrete actions that we can take to move the corporation's power lower and the financier's power lower, and how can we empower communities and our allies so that we can fight against this oil and gas. So that was mainly the crux of the meeting. It was very hands-on, practical training about how do we get to know each other, what is happening in our different countries, and then how do we really target and fight these oil and gas infrastructure in our countries. There were a lot of very specific ideas which came out about how are we going to fight oil and gas in our countries. Some of the ideas are linking to the international, for example, linking to the binding treaty, Geneva process. Because if we have a binding treaty on all corporations, that means all oil and gas corporations, we already start to reduce the power of those corporations in our countries. We talked about some legal strategies where people are targeting these oil and gas corporations legally. We talked about finance. How do you find out who is financing the oil and gas infrastructure in your country? How do you target them? So it was those types of, so the conclusions were also very practical and very hands-on to be able to equip the campaigners with the information that they need to be able to continue these fights in their countries.
We also took the opportunity to ask Dipte about her opinion regarding the international campaign launched by Milieu Défense in April against Anglo-Dutch oil company Shell, which is being taken to court for not respecting the Paris Climate Agreement of 2015.
I think the model of Milieu Défense's legal action is so interesting for us, for the rest of the world, especially those fighting Shell and fighting oil and gas, but also in general. They have now 12,000 people in the Netherlands who have signed up to be co-plaintiffs with them in the case against Shell. So really, they are delegitimizing. Mike from ERA for Nigeria said we need to delegitimize the fossil fuel industry. And that is what Milieu Défense is doing with this case against Shell and bringing so many Dutch citizens with them. It's really about delegitimizing the fossil fuel industry and Shell in particular. And I think this is a really important tactic and a lesson for us to bring into all of our struggles as well, that we want to empower our citizens, we want to empower the frontline communities, and we really need to delegitimize the power of these fossil fuel corporations. In the end, it's the only thing which is going to stop the climate crisis.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.